We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Penn State Sports Network, it's the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi, proud partner of the Penn State Nittany Lions, from Learfield.
What's the secret to Big Ten domination? Fierce training, roaring intensity, powerful Penn State pride. And what's the secret to snack perfection? Fabulous freshness, unbelievable crunch, ultimate flavor. As the next Penn State game approaches, make sure you're prepared. Grab a bag of Utz snacks, including potato chips, pretzels, and endlessly cheesy cheese balls. The secret is out. Utz will get you the edge. Now let's go crunch the competition with a delicious snack from Utz, proud corporate partner of Penn State Athletics. The Penn State Bookstore is ready for you in the 2019 season. The Penn State Bookstore, All Sports Museum gift shop in Beaver Stadium, or the spacious bookstore in the Hub have all the new Nike gear, tailgate needs, the 2019 official Penn State Nike whiteout shirt, and more for you to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Put the Penn State Bookstore on your list to shop before or after to get your blue and white gear. The Penn State Bookstore, the official bookstore of Penn State Athletics.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Nittany Lion football lives here.
24/7, get the gear at PennStateClothes.com.
Penn State football is back, and no one delivers the game day experience right to your door like the Family Clothesline in State College. We've got it all for fall, including everything you need to make your tailgate great. Shop PennStateClothes.com and get free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. We are
the Family Clothesline. Tough Trees Golf Resort is a full-service resort minutes from University Park. Tough Trees' luxurious hotel rooms and suites were designed for your comfort and convenience. After a great night's sleep, tee off at their PGA-rated golf course. From beginner to pro, the 18-hole course offers a fun, challenging round of golf on-site. If you're hungry, the Field Burger and Tap, award-winning restaurant, offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience. Tough Trees Golf Resort is also the perfect venue for weddings and events. Visit TopTrees.com for more information. Tough Trees Golf Resort in State College.
Life. Life is impossible to define. It's the big things, like a very important letter. And the little things, like your favorite creamery flavor. Life is different for everyone, which is why Highmark Blue Shield is changing. Reimagining healthcare to make it more personal, no matter how messy, wild, or quiet. Highmark is making healthcare that complements your life. Because life. Highmark Blue Shield.
This football season, make Pepsi your game day drink because it's the only drink for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like. Presenting partner of the Penn State Coaches Show. Best Event Rental, these special event professionals with over 50 years of experience and this area's largest event and party inventory. Serving the Center region, do visit their inspiring showroom in downtown State College or online at bestevent.com. Now, the star of our show.
Where? No, that's not true. You're the star of the show. Bob's the star of the show. Yeah. Joe's kind of a co-star. Great to have you with us here at the Field at Tough Trees, the Penn State Coaches Show presented by Pepsi. We're going to start with Dennis Hohenschel first to bring him on the show and talk about volleyball because it's another big volleyball weekend coming up as the Nittany Lions are back in action. It's going to be Jim Nachman night coming up, from what we understand. It's ugly sweater night, and it's just like what you wear on a standard daily basis. It's what he wears all the time. Your closet is like inspired this entire theme here. Dennis, first of all, how are you?
I'm good. And yourself? How you been?
I'm doing great. So you get back home after going through a tough atmosphere. Now, look, the teams play really well, but it was a tough atmosphere. And obviously the second set was when you had the opportunity.
Yeah.
It slipped away. How do you respond after something like that? Because you played well enough to win the darn thing.
Yeah, and that it just wasn't this weekend. It was probably a couple of matches here and there. And again, it's with everyone returning, all these super seniors, it's such a fine line right now.
Right.
In being good enough to win those matches. We've lost so many 25, 23 sets right now. We're just figuring out how to get over that hump right now. And so the players continue to grind. We had a really good practice again today. It's finding those two or three points right now that we can turn to make us a little bit better. And the players are very confident in themselves and where we're going with this thing. So, it's tough because you go to Nebraska and there's 8,000 fans and it's sold out. And you turn around and you go to Ohio State and there's 4,000 people and it's sold out. And it's you have to be tough in those situations.
No question about that. You've got Senior Day coming up. It's going to be Minnesota first Friday and Senior Day, quote, on Saturday. You just referenced super seniors.
Yeah.
This will be something when Andy Frank gets here, we'll talk about with football. What does it take now in roster construction when you're just not sure? Because, the player has the option. You have some options.
Yeah.
But you're trying to recruit, too. But there's a limit as to what you can do. So how difficult in this era is roster construction?
I think it's starting with last year into this year. And I think it's going to go for another 2 years with roster management. This thing just isn't going away.
Because a sophomore this year
you're
still a sophomore.
Right. And if you're a freshman, now you're thinking, I still have 5 years. I can do this. Right. So it is really, really tough. And for these super seniors, is there something they want to do in school? Is there nothing? Some of them are going like, hey, I can turn pro right now and make some cash and do that pretty easy. So it is the most difficult thing I think we've dealt with in a really, really, really long time. James talked a little bit about it today in his press conference, I think, about recruiting freshman that you know you're going to have for 4 years, or do you take someone out of the portal or do whatever for 2 years or whatever? Right. And so the answer is, how do you want to attack it, I think. And so, again, I think it's a very liquid situation that's changing not only day by day, but maybe sometimes hour by hour. And so it is the biggest thing, I think, on our plate as far as coaches right now in terms of roster management in all sports.
Does name, image, and likeness make a difference to some along the way because they can keep their collegiate eligibility and still make money? And you mentioned the ability to go pro. Now, you know, you might get more money doing that.
Right.
But it's not like you can't get money by staying.
Well, that is true right now. And I think that is a whole other monster out there that's out there for us. And again, I think it's a trickle-down theory where it's going to hit football and basketballs, and it's going to work its way down to the Olympic sports and stuff like that. We have some kids that are doing some stuff right now, but that's a whole other management of the whole process where kids are looking at that and saying, you know, what's the best thing for me? Can I do this? Can I afford to do this? Does it make sense for me to do this? And so we're still trying to figure out who's staying, who's coming, who's going, and all those things.
So the next part of this is the management of when you cross that line to practice, when you cross that line to play, how important is it that they understand it's time to work and all the stuff that we just talked about has to be on the outside?
Yeah, and none of that stuff was out there, you know, 3 years ago, four years ago, 2 years ago. And so I think the athletic department has done a good job of giving us a reference to work with, to give the players a reference to work with and where we're headed. I think a lot of us still are unsure how this is working or where it's going or how it's going to happen.
I don't think anybody does.
And so it's really interesting because these women on our team understand that this is out there. But again, they're still trying to manage it in some way, shape, or form. And so with us, I don't think it's that big of a deal. We don't really address it with them. They might have some questions here or there, but to them, this is still volleyball, and it's not really affecting them that much.
People always want to see if there's a pathway to something. Obviously, with Russ 7 national championships, there's a pathway to a national title here. They look at Micah Hancock, Haley Washington, they see a pathway to Olympic gold medals. Right. How important is it in recruiting to talk about pathways?
I think it's the most important thing you have. I think there's two parts when we talk about recruiting. The pathway, the things that you've done or have done as a program, whether as a team or players doing things, playing Olympic team, winning gold medals, or playing professionally, because kids understand now that there's money out there. You know, players understand and go like, hey, I can make a living for 5 or 6 years and live in Europe and tour it for a while and come back for a couple months. The other thing is where's everything going in the future? And again, I think James had that talk this week, today in his press conference about like, hey, facilities, all those things that I think you talk about is where is the program pointing to? And so those are all very important aspects of a program and part of recruiting. So I think part of it is like, hey, and we've been able to do this, and this is where we're going, still being able to do it.
The Big Ten has always been a really tough conference. I think one of the reasons the Big Ten is in so many Final Fours, part of the reason why Penn State's won 7 national titles is that, quote, iron sharpens iron.
Yeah.
During the course of the regular season, you get to the tournament, you're like, well, this is what we've been facing the entire time. Is this season any different in that regard?
Hardest Big Ten season I've ever been part of. It is a grind every night.
Yep.
Again, back to this super senior thing, almost everyone that was an All-American last year as a senior returned. And so now you're just loading people upon people upon people, right? So it is a beast right now. I was talking to the Ohio State coaches, and I'm like, this is just like a war of attrition out here right now. And whoever, you know, it's going to end and we're all going to take this big, deep breath and go, well, we made it through. Now we get to go play in the NCAA tournament. And so I think we're going to be even more prepared than we have been in the past as a collective group, whoever is going to make this tournament out of the Big Ten.
because you'll play Minnesota and then Iowa back to back. At least in the NCAAs, there's a little breathing room.
So that's one of the things that they've done. Not so much in the first round, but one of the new things that they just literally passed 2 weeks ago was that regional final used to be a Friday, Saturday. And again, it was a war of attrition. And they moved it to Friday, Sunday.
See, that's my point.
To give us a break where a lot of people have been playing back-to-back Friday, Saturday with little preparation time, little rest time. And that's a big advantage for us having done that. And it makes it a lot easier for the players.
It'll be Minnesota coming up on Friday, Iowa on Saturday, senior weekend for the Nittany Lions. We'll come back with more with Dennis Hohenschelt at the field at Toffrey's, the Penn State Coaches Show presented by Pepsi on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
Life. Life is impossible to define. It's the big things, like a very important letter, and the little things, like your favorite creamery flavor. Life is different for everyone, which is why Highmark Blue Shield is changing. Reimagining healthcare to make it more personal, no matter how messy, wild, or quiet. Highmark is making healthcare that complements your life. Because life, Highmark Blue Shield.
24/7, get the gear at PennStateClothes.com.
Penn State football is back. And no one delivers the game day experience right to your door like the Family Clothesline in State College. We've got it all for fall, including everything you need to make your tailgate great. Shop PennStateClothes.com and get free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. We are
the Family Clothesline.
We paid how much for those lessons?
Shh, she's doing great.
Oh, yeah, totally. Can you pass me a Pepsi Zero Sugar?
Great job, honey!
Oh. Oh, look at that. That's not the end.
No way. Now it's time for the encore.
You know what? You're right. Five times? Not enough times.
For everyone who traded in rock concerts for their kids' recitals, you've compromised enough. Pepsi Zero Sugar. That's what I like.
Indeed helps you hire great people fast. Indeed delivers four times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Visit Indeed.com/credit. This is Penn State Nittany Lion football.
Top Trees Golf Resort is a full-service resort minutes from University Park. Top Trees' luxurious hotel rooms and suites were designed for your comfort and convenience. After a great night's sleep, tee off at their PGA-rated golf course. From beginner to pro, the 18-hole course offers a fun, challenging round of golf on-site. If you're hungry, the Field Burger and Tap, award-winning restaurant, offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience. Top Trees Golf Resort is also the perfect venue for weddings and events. Visit toptrees.com for more information. Top Trees Golf Resort in State College.
Nittany Lion fans, turn it up on game day with nutritious fuel from Honey Stinger. Pack a waffle for pregame or get hyped in the fourth quarter with energy chews. Celebrate the win with delicious plant-based cracker bars. Prepare, perform, recover, and sweeten the burn with Honey Stinger. Pick up today at your local Sheetz and specific markets.
Let Carrier provide the ultimate in home comfort. The new Carrier Infinity system delivers premium heating and cooling performance, occupancy-based temperature control and zoning capabilities, innovative filtration for healthy air, and over-the-air software updates that help optimize performance.
Carrier, turn to the experts at nopaycarrier.com, proud partners of Penn State Athletics.
Highmark Blue Shield is changing healthcare to ensure it goes beyond just care. They're evolving to make everything they do a more natural fit to your life, because life. Penn State fans, Aquafina, available at the BJC, Pagula, Rec Hall, and other concession stands this season. Stay hydrated with Aquafina, proud to support Penn State Athletics.
Thank you, Roger. A happy Thanksgiving to everybody here. I hope everybody has a great, happy, and wonderful Thanksgiving. And believe me, all of us here are thankful for each and every one of you. Thanks for being out here tonight. Dennis Hohenschelt with us. Penn State women's volleyball coming up Friday, Saturday. Number 9, Minnesota on Friday, and Iowa on Saturday. Dennis, I know I've talked with Russ about this before, but let's educate everybody here a little bit as to how you go about a back-to-back. How do you split the scout? Then how do you impart that knowledge? Because you've got to do it one at a time.
Yeah, it's a really weird concept when you think about it. We're probably the only sport that's really doing this. But basically we're taking, since we've already played Minnesota, we already have a pretty good feel for it. 100% helps. So we're trying to take these first few days of this week, Monday, Tuesday, specifically to look at them. We basically have finished up our Minnesota stuff basically today with most of the report. The good part is not a lot of change since we played them the first time, so that's it, good. We'll spend a little time on Iowa looking at them tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday. My days are all confused. Wednesday. And then we'll probably go back a little bit on Thursday to go back over Minnesota. So usually the second game or second match of the week, you get a little bit less. You try to, get some of it in on Wednesday, maybe a little bit Thursday, but you're trying to hit it again hard again Saturday.
How important is a walkthrough or a warm-up on Saturday? Yeah, there's a part the fans don't
correct.
See.
So Saturday morning we'll practice and walk through them again and just go over them. So we'll do a walkthrough. We'll do a video. We'll do another scouting report. And then we'll do another refresh probably right before the game. So there's probably 3 or 4 things that we're looking at them. We'll try to get in with the players a little bit, maybe if they can, after we do some stuff Saturday, just to reinforce some things with them. But for sure, it's not as entail probably as the Friday night, which is
right, but the same,
how it's always been,
it's the same for them too.
Correct. And they're traveling from Rutgers on the way, which makes it a little bit more difficult, where we'll, being in the office has its advantages on a Friday night that you can pull up the film right away and hit that a little bit harder.
How important is work done by the student athletes away from the gym? The work that they do to watch extra video, the work that they, what does that mean to success?
Yeah. And we've, over the years, this has transformed into something that's so user-friendly for them, where the system we are using across the NCAA, basically, it's one company. All our matches go into one server at this company. The players can go into, we're playing Minnesota. They can go in at any point that they want off their own computer, log in and say, I want to see Minnesota's match last weekend against Wisconsin. And then they can break it down even more. They could say, I want to see number 10 hitting all her swings out of the back row, or I want to see number 10 all her serves, and it just click of the button, and we're pulling up those stuffs. It's become so easy for them right now that it's actually taken a little bit off our plate, that we don't have to be with them in front of the computer anymore. They can look at that stuff, and then if they have questions, they can text or whatever and be like, hey, I was looking at this, and you can answer that question for them.
But they have to take advantage of it.
For
that's
sure.
The other part. That's the discipline to take advantage of
for
it.
For sure.
Also, have you sat down just by going through video with them, or do you have to teach them how to go through video?
Well, and that's a great point. And I feel like everyone's different with how they learn. You know, it's like being a teacher almost.
Right.
Like,
no question.
And so there are some players that you say, okay, this is what I want you to see. This is what we're looking at. And they watch it and they go, great, got it. Some people are, hey, I need to, they have a pen and paper with them and they're writing themselves notes down. And that's how they learn. And so what I think you find out as a coach is, how does everyone learn on your team? Because everyone's different, right? And so that's a big, big part of it, right? And so
some are visual. Some you have to actually physically teach them.
For sure. And some want to see it 5 or 6 times. Some people want to see it once. And you, as you go through the season, you understand how people learn. And so that's a big, big part of it is not everyone learns the same. You just take for granted that everyone's learning the same. But I guess this is back to my secondary education where, like, hey, not everyone does learn the same. And so you try to figure out the best way that people learn, and you try to present it to them in that way.
I do have to ask you specifically about Johnny Parker. What everybody... People assume when they come back for another year, they're automatically better. And you and I both know that's not always true.
Yeah.
Right? Some people are special because they're able to do that. How much better is Johnny today?
Skill-wise, significantly better. And what she's better at is probably all the little things that you don't notice. She could always hit, you know, but she's become such a good blocker. Her defense has significantly improved from her freshman year. And the other thing you don't see is her leadership is just better and better and better. Like, she was always a really good leader. I think the last 2 years, she's done such a fantastic job of leading this group that, you know, you have those special people in your program. And I think she's one of those people that just grabs the group and says, hey, this is where we're going. Let me help you.
Because you can bait somebody into a block. In other words, you can bait somebody into, you know, making them think it's a hit.
Yeah.
I mean, and so the experience is the ability to do something subtly to set up the other side where they don't, and all of a sudden they're surprised you did it.
Well, the other thing that we talk about all the time, even when you're recruiting, is volleyball IQ.
Yes.
Right? And so, or football IQ or basketball IQ, and those people understand what's going to happen before it happens.
Yeah.
And so those things are so, so important. Like, you can have great athletes on your team that don't have great volleyball IQ, right? But they're just really athletic, and you go,
there are athletes playing volleyball, then there are volleyball players.
Correct. And so I think you need a couple of those on your team to help you win, and for sure, and mix those with the athletes. And it's real fun to watch those people evolve in both ways, where those people with a high volleyball IQ help those people that are great athletes understand the game and get better at it.
8 o'clock on Friday night, after you're done with all your Black Friday shopping, go over to Rec Hall at 8 o'clock, Penn State, number 9, Minnesota. Then Saturday at 7 for senior night, and the selection show is 8:30 on Sunday night.
Selection show 8:30, so we're going to try to get some wins and then find out where we're going.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
All right, thanks. Good to see you again. Thank you, too. Thanks. Appreciate it. Thank you to everyone for the support over the year. Appreciate it.
We'll come back with more in a moment. Andy Frank will join us to talk Penn State football and roster construction there. We'll talk about that in a moment at the field at Top Freeze. This is the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
Life. Life is impossible to define. It's the big things, like a very important letter. And the little things, like your favorite creamery flavor. Life is different for everyone, which is why Highmark Blue Shield is changing. Reimagining healthcare to make it more personal, no matter how messy, wild, or quiet. Highmark is making healthcare that complements your life. Because life. Highmark Blue Shield.
Top Trees Golf Resort is a full-service resort minutes from University Park. Top Trees' luxurious hotel rooms and suites were designed for your comfort and convenience. After a great night's sleep, tee off at their PGA-rated golf course. From beginner to pro, the 18-hole course offers a fun, challenging round of golf on-site. If you're hungry, the Field Burger and Tap, award-winning restaurant, offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience. Top Trees Golf Resort is also the perfect venue for weddings and events. Visit toptrees.com for more information. Top Trees Golf Resort in State College.
Nittany Lion fans, turn it up on game day with nutritious fuel from Honey Stinger. Pack a waffle for pregame or get hyped in the fourth quarter with energy chews. Celebrate the win with delicious plant-based cracker bars. Prepare, perform, recover, and sweeten the burn with Honey Stinger. Pick up today at your local Sheetz and specific markets.
Penn State football lives here.
Whatever temperatures this winter brings, your friendly and knowledgeable Bryant dealer is ready to help. Your dealer is committed to achieving a high level of training and skills and backed by outstanding products from one of the industry's most trusted names. Whatever your heating needs, your local Bryant dealer will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort.
Visit NoPayBryant.com for your nearest dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes. Proud partners of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State fans, football is back, and let's celebrate with a crunch. Elevate your game experience by choosing from Utz's winning lineup of deliciously fresh and crunchy snacks, including potato chips, pretzels, and endlessly cheesy cheese balls. They're good, and they're made in Pennsylvania, just like our own Nittany Lions. From your home to the RV lot to the senior zone, come ready to play with Utz, proud corporate partner of Penn State Athletics.
24/7, get the gear at PennStateClothes.com.
Penn State football is back, and no one delivers the game day experience right to your door like the Family Clothesline in State College. We've got it all for fall, including everything you need to make your tailgate great. Shop PennStateClothes.com and get free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. We are
the Family Clothesline.
The award-winning Field Restaurant at Top Trees Golf Resort offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience featuring hand-formed burgers and hand-spun milkshakes. Whether you're looking for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or dessert, the Field Restaurant has it. Voted best burger, best fries. 5 years running, local burgers. The Field Burger and Tap in State College. Score before the game even starts with Wise Markets, the official grocer of Penn State Athletics. Wise Markets. Eat better. Spend less. That's Wise.
Thank you, Roger. Roger Corey, Bob Taylor, always doing great work here at the field at Toft Trees, the Penn State Coaches Show presented by Pepsi. And time to bring in the Director of Player Personnel for the Nittany Lion Football Program, Andy Frank. Andy, welcome back. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Appreciate it, Steve. Good to be here.
All right, so we just went through with Dennis Hohenschelt about in volleyball with the super seniors and roster construction. So in football, how tricky is that fine line right now in roster construction, which probably will continue the next couple of years after this?
Yeah, it's going to go on for the next couple of years. This year was probably a little bit easier because the super seniors that stayed on our roster, we didn't have to count on our 85. Right. So the Tariq Castro, Fields, and Brisker are guys that we could go over our 85 with. Moving forward, any of those guys that come back for that extra year, the COVID year, we'll have to count in our 85, so we have to get back under that number. So it's trying to figure out which of those guys are going to come back to school, which are not going to come back to school, but maybe enter the draft or go on, you know, with their careers. So we're trying to figure it out right now. We'll see where it goes.
Exactly. There's another element, though. There was a story about the NCAA about transfers and numbers, but I don't think people realize, moving forward, 85 is the number. It's not quite the way it was portrayed.
Yeah, 85 is the number. We have to be, I think obviously the rule changed this year where your initial counters or your hard cap counters can go up depending upon guys leaving the roster. It doesn't mean you necessarily get those. Typically, most programs, their limiting factor will be that 85. They won't be able to get anywhere near the new numbers, which was the 25 plus the 7 if you have 7 outgoing guys.
Right. So
we'll be under both, obviously, but more times than not, 85 is your limiting factor.
So now let's get to the part with December 15th coming up. Of the players that are going to sign with Penn State, some of them are early entries. As early entries, is it actually easier for you to stay under 85 because there are going to be people exiting, but there aren't as many early entries? It's when you get to later in the year where the 85 becomes problematic.
Well, the way it'll come is we'll have a bunch of mid-year guys that'll come in. Probably about 10 of the guys that we sign will come here for the spring semester. We have to be under 85 at that point as well. So
right.
We'll have, you know, the guys that'll depart the roster for either graduation purposes or going for the NFL. We'll be at 85 at that point. We'll then be at 85 again come next fall's camp.
All right. And you're allowed to bring in, what, 105 first day of camp? That includes
110 now for camp.
Yep. 110 now for camp. Of the players that are expected to sign, and people have read the names, you and I can't say the names.
Yep.
All right? We're not allowed to.
Yep.
And believe me, I know I'm not allowed to. I never have. But do you expect that group to stay? Here we are at this point. How confident are you the group stays intact?
We feel good. It's a class that's stuck together. Obviously, there's been a lot of rumors that have gone around during the course of the season, which got resolved today, which is good. And I think those guys, Coach Franklin was upfront with them all the way through the process, and they were informed. They've been nothing but great with us. All those guys seem pretty much locked in and good to go.
How important was that communication? Because, look, you know, you can talk publicly about where you are and where you aren't, whatever it may be. But he was able to tell them exactly what was going on. How important was that?
I think it's huge. I think Coach does a great job with guys telling them, obviously, things in the recruiting process that they want to hear, but also things they may not necessarily want to hear. And I think that gives him, you know, their trust, and they understand, hey, he's keeping them informed and their families informed all the way along. So when something comes up, it's not out of the blue, and they can realize, hey, the next thing he's telling them is it keeps coming true every time. So it's been really good for us.
When players look at a Jordan Stout, you know, look at an Arnold Ebiketie, a Johnny Dixon, with Derek Tangelo, the transfer portal, that's another element that is added into this. When do you start, quote, scouting the transfer portal, right? And then what's the process of trying to find out as much information about them, because there's always a reason why somebody transfers?
Yeah, you know, the transfer portal is interesting because it's an evolving process. And until a guy's in the portal, there's really not a whole lot of work to be done. Once they go in the portal, then you've got to really, really quickly evaluate that kid as a player first and foremost. And then from there, you're going to dig into the background. We're going to reach out to high school coaches. We're going to, you know, reach out to his current college coaches, trying to figure out what they have to say about him once he enters the portal. In our ideal world, we'd like to have guys that we recruited coming out of high school, so we know them, have a good feel for them and their families. But not every kid will be that situation. Some will, some won't. But we're going to dig pretty deep into their lives and try and figure out, are they the right fit for us? It's an interesting thing. Our players are great resources as well, because they know a lot of these guys. Either they went to high school with them, they played with them, they become friends with them over the course of, you know, playing college football. And you're trying to pick everybody's brain to figure out, hey, will this guy fit in our locker room and will he be a good influence on our team?
Yeah. When it comes to the players, what kind of feedback do they give you? How important is their trust in somebody?
It's really big, because they're going to get an inside track that we may not have. They're going to know the kid who he is away from the football facility, what he's like when he's not around, you know, supervision or adults. And I think that's a key piece. You get a different lens through that. And we're going to listen to our guys, and we're going to say, hey, you know, he's given us good information in the past. It sounds like he knows the kid pretty well. He likes him. But it makes sense. Now we're going to check other things as well, too. It's the big puzzle. You want to check every box you possibly can.
No offense, but I always get a little suspicious when a guy says, I'm in the portal, and 24 hours later, there's someplace else. I say, wait a minute, whoa. That's a little dicey for me, but that's just a personal aside. There is a process to it. Are we in a time where you need eventually, not more staff to handle that part of it? Now, Penn State's not going to go out and get 25 of these guys. That's not the way it works. I mean, Penn State wants as many of the 4- and 5-year guys as possible.
There's no doubt that the increase in transfers has increased the workload. And as a result, you need more people to deal with that and to be at the forefront of it and do as good a job with it as you possibly can. I believe we took 6 transfers last year. Those guys have had a huge impact on our roster. And if you start thinking about percentages of guys that you sign in a year, that's a pretty significant part of it. So you better be really, really good at it, and you better get the right guys. It's going to increase staff sizes, and it's going to increase the importance of investigating and doing those type of things.
I know, for example, with Tangelo's family, there's always a relationship to begin with the staff. What about Arnold Ebiketie?
You know, the relationship there was, we didn't really recruit Arnold coming out of high school, but he's in an area that we recruit heavily and have really good contacts with the high school coaches, including his high school coach in that area. So I think that's what made us feel really good about things in terms of us taking him, because the people that we knew that were surrounding him had nothing but great things to say about him.
People were allowed to come back on campus starting June 1st. What kind of difference did that make for Penn State in its approach?
It was awesome. I mean, it's been a long time since we had had kids on campus and had a chance to interact with those kids. I think those that follow us closely in recruiting realize how important that has been for us over the years, getting those kids here to be around our staff. Coach Franklin, obviously, as the focal point of that, but also the people he's hired, a lot of really good individuals. And I think that comes across in the recruiting process. And when families and kids get here, they see that. They feel a different energy here at times than they do at other places. And I think it makes them feel at home and a place that they want to be a part of.
When it comes to the recruiting part, and we just talked about roster construction, how does positional balance play into a recruiting class? And I don't mean like, hey, we got 22 guys, we got all 22 positions. Like going 2-3 years deep into your roster as to how they're going to fit 2 or 3 years down the road, how does that play into how a class is put together?
You're really always trying to balance it. So at the beginning of the year, Coach Franklin and I will sit down and we'll go over what we think right about signing day is when we kind of really try and hone in our numbers for the following class. Yeah. Because that's when it kind of starts to clear out for what the overall picture looks like. And we'll set numbers of what we want per position. Those numbers are definitely fluid. You know, you may set a number of 2 and you may sign 4, or you might set a number of 2 and not sign any. But generally try to stick to those numbers. And we also try to, another layer of that is you need to find some players that are, going to be ready earlier than others. And at some positions, it's easier than other positions. But you may have some depth and you may have a number of, hey, we're going to take 3. You may know, hey, we can take a guy that's going to, one of those 3 can be a developmental guy that has a chance to have huge, huge upside. You know, a Jason Oway is a guy that fits into that mold, who coming out of high school was a really good player, but was more of a prospect and developed into a great player here. It's obviously having a great NFL career so far.
It's an element that I talk about all the time. Jack Hammond and I talk about it all the time. I know everybody wants to be a star right away. I'm talking about the fans wanting to be a star right away. But everybody develops on their own clock.
Absolutely. Everybody's journey is different. Yeah. And everybody's got to go through that process, and some guys will come in and be the guy right away. Saquon Barkley comes in, and he's the guy as a freshman. Miles Sanders, same position, different story. Came in and played a little bit right away, but had to sit behind Saquon and worked his way through it and ended up becoming a great player for us.
Right. And then you got 2 guys, for example, like Jahan Dotson and Jaquan Brisker, who came back for an extra year here, and guess what? Looks like it was the right decision for them to make.
It looks like it's going to pay off for them for sure in a big, big way.
And that's a story unto itself that's not told often enough.
Yep.
We'll come back with more with Andy Frank. We're at the field at Top Trees, the Penn State Coaches Show presented by Pepsi. One final segment in a moment on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hey, Penn Staters. What if every time you adulted, you got closer to a splurge? That's exactly what you get with the Alumni Rewards Card from PSECU. So bag the groceries, fuel up the car, and plan your trip back to Happy Valley. Because with the Alumni Rewards Card, life's every to-do comes with a cash back ta-da. PSECU. Members achieve more. PSECU is the official financial services provider of the Penn State Alumni Association. Become a cardholder at pscu.com/PennState.
The Penn State Department of Intercollegiate Athletics would like to recognize those that are an official partner of the Nittany Lions. Our blue-white corporate partners are Blaise Alexander Family Dealerships, the Pennsylvania Lottery, Utz, and Wise Markets. Thank you to all of our blue-white corporate partners and their support of Penn State Athletics. We are Penn State.
Today's game is brought to you by Barbasol Shading Cream. Barbasol comes out thick and rich and doesn't break down. That's why Barbasol is America's number one shaving cream. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol. This is Penn State Nittany Lion football.
What's the secret to Big Ten domination? Fierce training, roaring intensity, powerful Penn State pride. And what's the secret to snack perfection? Fabulous freshness, unbelievable crunch, ultimate flavor. As the next Penn State game approaches, make sure you're prepared. Grab a bag of Utz snacks, including potato chips, pretzels, and endlessly cheesy cheese balls. The secret is out. Utz will get you the edge. Now let's go crunch the competition with a delicious snack from Utz, proud corporate partner of Penn State Athletics.
Tough Trees Golf Resort is a full-service resort minutes from University Park. Tough Trees' luxurious hotel rooms and suites were designed for your comfort and convenience. After a great night's sleep, tee off at their PGA-rated golf course. From beginner to pro, the 18-hole course offers a fun, challenging round of golf on-site. If you're hungry, the Field Burger and Tap, award-winning restaurant, offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience. Tough Trees Golf Resort is also the perfect venue for weddings and events. Visit TopTrees.com for more information. Tough Trees Golf Resort in State College.
24-7, get the gear at PennStateClothes.com.
Penn State football is back, and no one delivers the game day experience right to your door like the Family Clothesline in State College. We've got it all for fall, including everything you need to make your tailgate great. Shop PennStateClothes.com and get free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. We are
the Family Clothesline.
Tune in this season for the Pennsylvania Propane Postgame Show, following every Penn State game broadcast, brought to you by the Pennsylvania Propane Foundation and your local propane service providers. For more information, go to papropane.com. Propane, energy for everyone. This football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink, because it's the only drink for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like. Proud partner of the Penn State Nittany Lions, the Penn Stater Hotel and Conference Center, making superior accommodations and dining a Penn State tradition. Visit PennStateHotels.com for more info or reservations.
The 2021 class for Penn State football, signing day will be December 15th. It's the 2022 group. That's when they'll start. When it comes to fruition and each one has faxed in that letter, and yes, it's still a fax.
Not necessarily. But that's okay.
That's okay. But once they send that in and the day's over with, I know there's more work to do. How satisfying is that day for you?
It's fun. I mean, it's fun for us because there's an element of, you know, how much work you put into it. It's fun for us because you see the future of Penn State football, which is awesome. And it's also fun because you get to see a kid realize his dream, you know, a chance to go play college football and scholarship at Penn State. It's fun to see them and their families so excited for that next step of their lives.
During that day, what kind of contact is there with 23, 24, saying, you know, next year, that can be you?
A lot. We'll have a bunch of kids call in during that day, you know, pass the phone around to the different coaches, let Coach Franklin talk to them, and get them excited about, hey, this next year, we're doing this with you.
So how much work is done ahead? I mean, I'm going to say, I talked to Kenny Sanders at one point, and Kenny says, yeah, we talked to a couple of kids about 25. It has to be done that far ahead these days, doesn't it? At times. Not completely, but at times.
It's getting there, because what happens is, as soon as top kids start getting recruited, they're going to start liking schools more than others. And so if a kid is, you know, being recruited by somebody else, you have to recruit them too. And so, yeah, we are talking to, I hate to say it, but we're talking to ninth graders when they're calling us and they're getting them on campus and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but if you weren't talking to ninth graders 4 years ago, you may not have a couple of guys now.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's just the way the ball game goes.
Yep, absolutely.
This way. How tough is that, because you're trying to understand somebody's potential 4 years, 6 years down the road? How tough is that, especially with the age numbers you're dealing with?
Yeah, the picture evolves over time. You know, yeah, you may spend a lot of time on a ninth or tenth grader who ends up not being the level of player you thought he was going to be. And then, you know, as the process goes on, you start to realize that, and you need to continue to evaluate that. And so you cast a really big net to start with, and then you try and funnel it down into the guys that, let's just say, 25 that you're going to end up signing.
Years ago, when I first had you on this, I asked you, how'd you get into it? So I'd like to revisit that, because they might not realize how you got into it, because your major was not director of player personnel.
No, I don't think that one's out there right now.
It's not even close.
Yeah, I was actually an architecture and engineering major in college. When I graduated, went back to Michigan and worked for about 4 years for an engineering firm, civil engineering firm. Enjoyed that. Was actually coaching high school football at the time. And I knew I loved the football part more than I loved the engineering. Worked with great people, but I knew it wasn't the long term for me. And kind of was looking to get back into the college level. Wanted to be a graduate assistant, and kind of I got really fortunate. I was calling around different schools to try and get my foot in the door and hopefully become a graduate assistant, and ended up calling somebody just out of the blue that was the director of football operations at Vanderbilt at the time, Brian Reese. And it turned out, did not know us when I called him, but turned out that he grew up about 3 miles from me. And his two brothers worked with my dad. So got a little bit of a foot in the door there. Michael Hazels, who's on our staff right now, was actually the GA at the time. They promoted him to an off-the-field role, which opened a role up, went down there, worked a camp, and interviewed with them, and probably 3 weeks later was starting the season.
What did the high school experience for you? Because, I mean, you're working, but you're doing this part-time. But what did that do in terms of your eye for player development?
It was a great experience, because, you know, I was working at a school where, you know, we were improving every year in terms of the program that we had there at the time. And, you know, it was fun to see the kids evolve as football players and as people, to watch them kind of see what they could become and kind of hone in on, hey, this is what it looks like as they develop through their careers, you know, from a JV career into a varsity career at the high school level.
All right. You've been here now for a while. What has been the importance for you of the stability you've had of being here? And James Franklin is a big part of this answer. I understand that. But what has kept you here with this job?
You know, the thing that I love about Penn State is we're working to compete at the highest level. And I think, you know, Coach's new contract signifies that. But we're also trying to do it the right way. You know, we're trying to win football games, and we're trying to do it with kids that are, you know, education matters to them, and excelling in all aspects of the college experience. So that's, I think, the thing that keeps me here, and it makes it enjoyable for me.
It's also something that, because we're out there and we see it, there are times when James would gather the team around after a practice, and he's talking about academics. I mean, it's, you know, in other words, this is a head football coach that is committed to what a university mission is.
Absolutely. I mean, he's talking about academics. I think the thing that people may or may not see is he's talking about being the best that you can be in whatever it is that you're doing. If you're in the classroom, you be the best that you can be. If you're on the football field at that moment, do that. If you're in the community, whatever those things are, trying to strive to be the best that you as an individual can be.
How important have the people on your staff been? Destiny, all everybody along the way. Well, how important have they been, because there's been a bigger workload, especially with the rules and transfer portal and so forth?
They're great. We got the best staff in America. This June was crazy for all of us, everybody in the building, the recruiting staff obviously in particular, and kind of stepped up to the plate and got things done. And we're, you know, they're great with the kids, great in organizing things. Can't say enough about the crew.
When I had you on, I think it was in April. We had you on before the blue-white game, I believe, right around there. And I said, what is June going to be like? And you had a pretty good idea of everything it would take between camps, official visits, unofficials, and so forth. Now that you've lived through it, did it pretty much go close to what you thought it might be, or were there a couple snags along the way you didn't expect?
I think, like a lot of things in life, you can know something and feeling it's different.
Yeah.
And I think that was one of those months that was very much that way. I think we knew what it was going to be, but once you're in it and you're not sleeping and you're still, you're feeling the what it looks like. And it was both emotions. It was this is a ton of stuff going on and you're not sleeping, but it's also the fun of being around the kids and the families again, which we hadn't had the opportunity to be around because we had been sitting behind computers for, you know, a long period of time. So it was both.
How well have you mastered Zoom?
I've gotten pretty good at it, actually. Yeah. Technology, I'm not the best, but I don't feel like I'm too old with it. So, yeah, I'm decent with it.
I feel the same way. Yeah. Taught just enough class on Zoom. We're like, oh, even I can do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get to that point. What is it about your job that you wake up every day, can't wait to get in the office?
To get in and get around the people and get to work in terms of making this place better and making our program better. I enjoy the puzzle of it all, trying to, you know, make the next move that's going to make us, you know, that much better.
Well, you certainly have done that. Appreciate everything you do all the time, you know, always behind the scenes, but then you always give us time coming over here and talking to me and taking all my questions, whatever you think of them.
Always enjoy joining with you.
Thanks, Andy. Andy Frank, he's the Director of Player Personnel for the Nittany Lion Football Program. Penn State Saturday will play Spartan Stadium, Michigan State. That game will kick off at 3:30. Jack, Roger, and I will be on beginning at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Don't forget women's volleyball, 8 o'clock on Friday night. They'll take on number 9 Minnesota. That's 8 o'clock. And then senior night will be 7 o'clock with Iowa on Saturday. And the selection show will be at 8:30 for women's volleyball coming up on Sunday night. So there's a lot going on campus, even though the students are away on campus this week, which, by the way, I think, no offense, this particular week I think is a plus because of the way everything played out last week. It was crazy, to say the least, the way it played out. Our thanks once again to Andy Frank and Dennis Hohenschel for joining us on the show today. Roger Corey, Bob Taylor, great work as always. Don't forget also Penn State basketball coming up on Friday night. They take on LSU in Niceville as they fly into Destin. Gee, I wonder who has a home in Destin. Just trying to think here off the top of my head. They're going to play in Niceville against LSU and then either Wake Forest or Oregon State on Saturday. This has been the Coach's Show presented by Pepsi from the field at Top Trees on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
This has been the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi, proud partner of the Penn State Nittany Lions. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Penn State Sports Network.